because the trip is to Lake Tahoe, our outstanding friend John Moley, who Danny, you and I have spent the day with today, from Moley Chevrolet, called up and said, "You know, this Tahoe thing, I should throw in a Tahoe here, a Chevy Tahoe, and we should give some folks a chance to win it." And we did just that. Remember, we asked a few weeks ago for people to send their emails in, and they would get a chance to go play golf with me and you and John Moley and his friend Drew today. And we went out, and everything was really cool. And David Emerson came with us today. Everybody knows him on the air as Redbird. He's a giant Cardinal fan. We don't hold that against him. But he sent in his email, and he and his group of ringers today went out and attempted to beat us. And not surprisingly, David, you fell short out at Loch Lloyd today.
One miss putt.
One miss putt was the difference.
Isn't, well, that would have tied you.
Isn't that the story of golf?
That's...
We got to thank John Moley for putting this thing on, which is really cool. And then David and his friends, just a little while ago, each had a shot inside a two-foot circle to win a $50,000 Chevy Tahoe from Moley Chevrolet, and they were unsuccessful. Not surprisingly, it was a difficult shot, but putting up a $50,000 car, John, that's pretty cool, putting that thing up. In fact, he put it up in case somebody made it to where they could keep shooting, and they'd give away two Tahoes if necessary. And we had a great day out at Loch Lloyd. And a little bit later, our friend Chuck Campbell from Loch Lloyd is going to be here. They gave us their golf course today, and we couldn't have had a better venue, David. I mean, seriously,
great
can
weather.
You imagine a better day of golf than
great
we had this
weather.
Morning?
It was awesome.
How about the golf course?
Beautiful condition.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's great.
It really is. Just a thrilling deal. Tell me who all your friends were that you brought and how you put your group together. And we played as back-to-back foursomes, and we chatted a little bit on the golf course. But just tell me a little bit about your day. And people really do win these contests. And we've given you, I think, about $1,500 worth of stuff in
an
envelope. A lot of rounds of golf at Falcon Ridge and Hillcrest and restaurant certificates at Margaritas and Jack Stack and Jazz and all kinds of cool stuff. So you're already a winner with all that, and you got your day of golf. Who'd you bring out today?
You've killed my diet.
Well, that's okay.
I successfully lost quite a few pounds going no fat, and those certificates are just going to kill me.
That's going to do it.
I brought out Mark and Sean Pyle and another guy named Scott Middleton.
And you guys had a great time.
Oh, it was awesome.
And shot what, 10 under?
10 under.
You were close.
Yeah.
You were close. We spent a little time a few days ago telling everyone why we selected you, and a lot of folks have heard you call in as Redbird through the years and have appreciated your takes on the Cardinals, and spending a day with you today has been really a privilege to get to know you a little bit, and your buddies are great guys, and we certainly had a terrific day. But you're in the, you know, forget the round of golf, you're in the fight of your life right now, and that's part of the reason we selected your email, and you said, "Could I have a couple of moments to speak to some of the men in your audience, because this is very important, and I think this is information that everybody needs to have." So
yeah.
Why don't you take it away?
You know, it's a sports show, so I don't want to go on and on about prostate cancer, but there's just a couple things that I highlighted on this sheet I've got in front of me, and that's prostate cancer is the most common non-skin cancer in America, striking 1 in 6 men. And a man
1 in 6?
1 in 6. And a man is 33% more likely to develop prostate cancer than a woman is breast cancer.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. And finally, a non-smoking man is more likely to get prostate cancer than the next 7 most common cancers combined.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now how do you test for this? Okay, and at what age should you go test for this? You're a young man. How old are you?
I'm 42.
42. You and I are basically the same age. And you didn't know. There really are no symptoms early on. So you had it for a while before you knew, didn't you?
There can be some symptoms, but your question of when should you be tested, they recommend that between 45 and 50. Now, if there's a family history of it, you should start being tested at 40. My wife and I spent some time in Houston at MD Anderson Cancer Center, and a doctor told us that my brothers, if they're 35 or over, since my dad had it, since I've got it, they should go have more than a test. The test is called a PSA test, and basically they draw blood, and it's a prostate-specific antigen is what PSA stands for.
Right.
Normal man, your score is going to be under 1. If your score gets above 1, below 4, then your doctor's going to start checking you probably every 6 months. If it gets over 4, then they're probably going to take an extra step and do a biopsy.
And if they get it early, the mortality rate's pretty good here, right? I mean, you can live with this disease, and in many cases, cure it. Can you get rid of it entirely?
Exactly. If it's still in your prostate, then the chances are very, very good of curing this.
Okay. And not to get too personal, but yours was beyond that when they found it,
exactly.
Correct?
By the time they found it, mine had spread basically from my tailbone to my neck. And prostate cancer cells are somewhat unique in that once they leave the prostate, they use testosterone to spread throughout your body, and they attach themselves to the exterior of bone. Unlike a leukemia that gets inside your bone, prostate cancer cells attach to the outside and basically start eating the bone from the outside.
Okay, so you've got quite a fight ahead of you.
I do.
At this point. And you've been taking medicine now for a few months?
Yeah, since February. I'm on a drug that basically blocks testosterone. I haven't produced testosterone since February, which gives me a lot of really neat side effects like hot flashes. So anybody out there whose wife's having hot flashes, be very sympathetic to
them. They're real, huh?
Yeah, and it's more like just a really bad flu where you've got hot sweats.
Right.
Yeah, and they don't last real long, but it's kind of obnoxious, you know.
Right.
You're in the middle of a meeting at work with your boss and you start sweating profusely. It's kind of a hard thing to explain.
All right, you're getting busy and getting after this thing.
Yep.
And I know you brought me some wristbands here today. Yep. and you're starting a website. What is it that you're trying to do here, Dave?
My wife and I decided, we kind of went through, you know, there's different stages of grief and et cetera. And we spent about a weekend feeling sorry for ourselves and decided that, you know, to use a baseball analogy, you know, there's two strikes on me, and we're not going to look at the third strike. You know, they're not calling us, and I'm going down swinging. So what we decided is we had some bracelets made, much like the Lance Armstrong yellow ones. These are blue, and on them they say Faith, Love, Hope, Win, which is the name of the nonprofit that we formed, and we're an official 501c at this point. And we hope to sell the bracelets and then probably have a golf tournament and a dinner and auction type event this fall and into next spring. And the money's not for me. It's what we're going to do is turn this money over to a group called the Prostate Cancer Foundation and make sure the donation is specific to my type cause, which is advanced stage prostate cancer. There's a lot of work going on with early stage prostate cancer, but late stage, there's not a whole lot of work going on. Like our trip to Houston, we went down there to see if there's anything experimental or kind of leading edge they were doing, and there's just not a lot going on.
Right. So you're looking for research dollars then.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly. And it, you know, like I said, we're very fortunate. We have a huge support group of friends, family, church, et cetera, and have insurance. So it's not a financial thing, and the money doesn't benefit us. 100% of everything we raise is going to go to either sent to the Prostate Cancer Foundation or will go to help educate people either, you know, through talks or you know, spreading the word, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Well, we're going to, I'll just tell you right now, when you get your foundation up and running, the Union Broadcasting Foundation would like to make a donation to it right away. So let me know when you get going, and we'll get you a check to get this thing started.
Sure.
And I'm thinking at least $810 sounds appropriate to get the thing kicked off. And I'll talk to some folks and see if we can raise a little more around the building.
Okay. We do have a website right now.
Great.
It's, you know, it's kind of a placeholder. If you want to make a donation, you have to print off a form, send it in to us. But it's available, and it's www.flhw.org, and it stands for Faith, Love, Hope, Win, which is what's on the bands.
Well, good for you. And you know, we had a gentleman on yesterday on the show who's coming in. He was an Army sergeant who lost his leg below his knee, and he's riding a bike across America to help wounded veterans. And I cannot put into words with so many people that I've met through this show or whatever that are just courageous people that faced with some things that some people would just crawl into a shell and not want to leave the house over, people who go out and fight, and you're one of those fighters. I just think you're about the coolest guy in the world. I'm serious. I wish you all the best, and we want to help this along the way, and if there's anything we can ever do, I know you're going to be around for quite a while still. We know that.
We hope so. And it's something, just kind of a last thing, you touched on a point that I use this over and over. My close friends and family have heard it too many times, and that's, you know, this wasn't done to me. It happened to me, and I just got to figure out why, and this is one of the things is the foundation.
Well, good for you. The only thing that would have made your day better today is if you'd won that Tahoe.
Or
beat me. Yeah, I knew that was coming. Man, I knew there was something I liked about you, Redbird.
Yeah.
I wish we could play the Cardinals right now.
Yeah, that'd be
great. Right
cool.
now
that'd
this weekend, good. I wish they were coming back.
Both teams are hot.
Just wanted to ask you one question. I think this will affect a lot of people in the audience. If a man goes in and has a full physical, is a prostate test included in that, or do you have to do it specifically?
Not necessarily. Your doctor's probably not going to do it automatically if you're under 40.
Is it a blood test?
Yeah, they just draw blood and
okay.
they run a certain test.
So
screening.
The regular screening of blood,
yeah.
If you're, I'm 41. If I went in right now for a physical, would that be one of the standard things they do or not?
It depends.
Have to ask for it.
Exactly.
Guys, ask for it. If you're going in to get your physical, just tell them to add it on, man.
Exactly.
Ask for it, right?
Exactly.
And you got it when you were what, 39, 40, 41?
I just found out in February.
Just found out. But do they have any idea when you maybe first got it?
Well, like I said, the symptoms I started having. Sorry, I'm choking here.
It's all right.
It's not an emotional choke. There's a bug.
He swallowed a bug?
I started having symptoms last fall, and it was more with going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Just leave it at that.
was pro.
You're all right. It's okay. See, it's broadcasting's not all that fun, is it?
Exactly.
We can break. We can break.
Yeah,
you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, good. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, I just started having symptoms last fall, and it was probably, you know, gone on for a year or more.
Okay. More. Well, all the best to you and your family, and let's get this thing up and running. And when everything's ready to go, when you're ready to start taking donations and all that good stuff, we'll be the first ones on the air letting everybody know about it. We'll see if we can drive some folks there and see how much money we can raise, okay?
All right, it's www.flhw.org. I appreciate everything today.
FLHW.org.
That's it.
Go
and
hit it.
You know what? When they have at their golf tournament, we should get a foursome together and have another chance to beat us.
Well,
ooh,
yeah.
How about that?
I think we should do that.
Yeah.
That sounds like
Mark
a plan
and Sean,
right there.
Mark and Sean Scott will be ready.
You know what? Bring those punks
on.
I was not all that impressed with what I saw.
You said punks because you know they're on their way to Sioux City. So. Just kidding.
We were making putts today and thought, I said, boy, I really feel sorry for those guys, man. There's no way they're hanging with us. And we grabbed you on about the 13th or something. I said, what are you guys? You went, 9 under. Mm-hmm. I went, oh. Yeah,
we were one up on
you
us.
You were one up on us. I
and
was
you
like,
guys
we
went,
busy.
What, birdie on 15, 16, 17.
Danny was rolling. Man, I don't know if we used one of my shots today. Same old thing for Kev. Ho-hum.
Ho-hum. Now, John Moley was the man. Today.
John Moley was the man.
He's a ball striker.
John Moley is the man. So, great stuff. Good to see you, David.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
That's Redbird, as you know him. And we're at Robin Nigro's today. Come on out and give the 50-foot putt a whack. And